Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Get ready for the everyday entrepreneur experience. Sit back and crank up the volume. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. On episode 47, we're going to talk about wanting to be successful. I received a few emails talking about that topic, specifically on wanting to be successful, how to be successful, et cetera, et cetera. So you're wanting to be successful is the question. My advice, don't chase success, chase discomfort. And on this episode, we will examine the best mindset for achieving your goals. We all know that no pain, no gain doesn't just apply to lifting weights. If you want to get better at something or achieve a difficult goal, the process is almost certainly going to require you to get out of your comfort zone and suffer a little or a lot. But most of us view that discomfort as a byproduct of the process, something to expect and endure, but also try to minimize. That's understandable, but it's also holding you back. If you want to maximize your success, the research I've done shows you shouldn't actually chase success. Instead, seek out that discomfort. You'll end up reaching your goals faster. Here's a fact. The more awkward you feel, the faster you improve. Say, for example, you want to become a famous actor. As a first step, you might sign up for an improv class. When you walk in the door, what should you say to yourself is the question. Many people's first instinct would be to give themselves a pep talk about trying to be as funny or as creative as possible. That's the end goal after all. But when I actually was invited as a volunteer at a beginner's improv class, those who were told to try to make themselves feel awkward and uncomfortable actually performed better and were more persistent than those who just aimed to do well in the class. Intriguing, you might think, but what does that have to do with me is the question. Of course, actors have to get used to feeling like fools. Sorry to break it to you, but so do entrepreneurs. The research I've done also conducted a series of follow-up experiments. Whether participants were studying current events or completing a writing task, those who were told to seek out discomfort ended up doing better at whatever tasks they were given. Overall, the results to me suggest that we should seek out the feelings of awkwardness or discomfort that are often associated with personal growth and interpret them as a sign of progress towards our goals. Or put simply, whether you're an actor, an entrepreneur, or an inspiring comic, aiming for awkwardness will help you improve faster than focusing on mastery alone. Look, art and science are great. This episode gears to point out that while these findings are compelling, it only captures a snapshot in time. Do those who seek out discomfort persist and excel over the long haul? Or does all the awkwardness burn them out before they can reach their goals? This episode can't answer that question, but there are reasons to expect that seeking out discomfort might be a winning strategy in life, as well as short-term lab experiments. There is a famous story from the art world that lines up perfectly with this episode. The story goes that a professor at an art school once told half his class they would be graded on the quantity of work they produced. The other half were told they would be graded on the quality of their finest piece. So who did better? The students instructed to produce tons of wonky bowls and lopsided mugs, or those told to chase excellence? Those who created more, probably largely embarrassing work, outperformed those who aimed to create a masterwork. Embracing awkwardness won out over focusing on success. It seems that while the quantity group was busily churning out piles of work and learning from their mistakes, the quality group had sat theorizing about perfection and in the end had little more to show for their efforts than grandioso theories and a pile of dead clay. Those who embraced the messy, frustrating process of getting better put in more practice than those who focused on success. Therefore, they get better faster. That's why many advise those learning their craft to just accept the fact that they will suck at first and actively try to create bad art. Science and art seem to be in agreement. If you have audacious goals or trying to master something difficult, be that acting or starting a business, actively seeking out the frustration and embarrassment of being bad at your chosen pursuit, those unpleasant feelings mean you're doing and learning. And it's only by doing and learning that you actually improve. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I want to thank everyone who sent us emails over at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com. If you want to come on the show, we'd be more than happy to have you on and hear about your journey, regardless of your industry. I want to thank everyone who's been following us over on Instagram. I want to let everyone know that we officially have another Facebook page. If you like, please consider going over there and liking the page. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to DM me on Instagram or shoot me an email. And see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of the Pest Equity Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast and join the Facebook group. Have a question or topic for the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.